This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 41. We're on the wrong side of 40 again, of Sunday Supplement. With me, as always, is Izzy. Hello, Izzy.
Hello. Hello, Simon. Hello, as always.
You don't always say hello. Most of the time, you just somehow insult me.
I do not insult you. I've never insulted you, ever. Not once, not ever. You can't prove it. No, you turbot. I had turbot the other day. I did. I had turbot yesterday, and it was horrible.
What was horrible about it? It's fish. How can it be horrible?
Well, it was very bland fish. I had dinner with my mum, and she cooked turbot because my stepfather bought it cheap from Waitrose, and it's a massive fish. It is the size of a dustbin lid, so she cut it into sort of strips and proceeded to try and make a white wine sauce for it. But instead of using like normal white wine, she used dessert white wine without realizing, so it was sweet as well. And the actual fish just is really meaty but just didn't have any flavor.
So what you're saying, if I am a turbot, I'm even more bland and ugly and the size of a dustbin lid.
You're not a turbot, you're a chub. I told you this.
Yeah, whatever. Did you buy a newspaper of any sort of description this week?
I did buy a newspaper of a sort of description, yes.
I don't believe you.
I kind of thought, well, what should I do? I will get The People, because we haven't done The People in a while.
We haven't ever done The People, because it's not a newspaper of any sort of description.
It's a Sunday newspaper.
Does it have supplements?
Yes.
Last time I went to buy The People, it didn't have any supplements in it.
Well, I've got Take It Easy, and I've got columns by Eamon Holmes, and I've got, like, holidays, and I've got, you know, family issues and things like that. It's a normal supplement. It's a normal
family shoes.
Family issues, not family shoes. Anyway, I mainly went with The People because I thought that I'd win the introductions round, hands down, because free with my people, I get a free height chart for every reader.
And how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
I nearly bought the Sunday Times, but on the front of it, it said, free for every reader, Noel Gallagher. And I don't want a free Noel Gallagher.
Wow.
I think he'd just sit around my house swearing at the chairs.
I don't. I think he'd probably be quite a boring man, really. And wouldn't even swear, would just sort of get on with doing Sudoku, having a cup of tea. I've got a feeling that all of these people who claim to be rock stars actually hate going to parties.
Yeah.
Because I do, so everybody else must. There's no impetus to socialise in the world. I don't understand.
Backstage at the Rolling Stones is all tea and bottled water, apparently. Which sounds like a nice evening to me.
Well, you know, you don't want to get sort of, you know, drunk and coked up when you got to work.
Well, exactly.
If you want to do that in the morning, go down into the garden and watch all the frogs. And that's not an adjective, that is a verb, because that's what they're doing. I went down in the garden and literally the entire surface of the pond is covered in spawn and spawning frogs. It's like the really awkward sex scene in the new Watchmen movie. It's that disgusting.
Right.
So don't do drugs, kids, is my point. Because otherwise you end up buying... What did you buy, Simon?
I don't do drugs.
Yeah, like Elvis.
You lick frogs as they're having sex, so I don't understand what you're on about.
I don't lick them. I don't get involved with the frog sex.
I think you do.
I just watch the frog sex. I can't help but watch the frog sex.
I think you're everywhere. A willing participant in the frog orgy. I got The Independent.
Oh, for goodness sake.
What?
It's not easy being green, is it?
Time to cut things out and keep them and all sorts of jiggery pokery.
Snippity snip.
That sounds more like a castration.
Well, it does to you, but that's because, you know, you've been castrated over 5 times.
That would suggest that I have 5 vas deferens.
I imagine you do.
What's the plural of vas deferens?
Vas deferences.
Yeah, right.
Or the Tory party. Hey! Do you see what I did there?
Yeah.
Do you see?
I have a theory that you're turning into a Tory, but we'll talk about that another day.
I'm just going to turn into somebody who has wings. That'd be good. Or I'll turn into somebody with a lot of facial hair and a big arse.
Talking of a lot of facial hair and a big arse, I've got a book that's about Darwin.
Really?
He may not have had a big ass. I don't know.
I hope so. I hope he had a well-rounded, a woman's bottom, my lord.
The book is Darwin's Sacred Cause, and the review opens, "This is a bold book that attempts to turn our view of Darwin upside down." And I figured out if you turn Darwin upside down, he will look like an aging Vanilla Ice.
Turn Darwin upside down, I think he looks a bit like me.
True.
I've got the white hair.
And your nostrils go upwards.
They do, and I have my eyes down by my chin and my mouth up in the air.
What will be quite interesting is how this book is received, I think, because it's about what drove Darwin, they argue, was not a detached search for scientific truth, but a moral passion, a hatred of slavery and a belief in the unity of the human race as a single species descended from a common ancestor.
Yeah, I think it was mainly he was more interested in barnacles.
And pigeons.
And pigeons. Well, yeah, but pigeons he just used as an example. I mean, barnacles he wrote like 3 or 4 books on.
This is why I'm interested to see how this is going to be received, because their argument is that his theory was designed to prove how ridiculous slavery was because we all descended from a common ancestor.
If that was true, he would have published earlier because he had enough information to publish early.
Yeah, but the book's all about how he was encouraging other people to make the argument for him in the meantime.
But that's not true, because as soon as somebody else had exactly the same idea, he rushed to publish.
Sorry, this was between the two books, Origin of Species and Ascent of Man.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it seems like a plausible idea, but I'm inclined to agree with you. I think it probably was just a purely scientific idea. And that's why I'm interested to see how it's going to be received over the next few weeks.
The D-Man, he didn't mess with no politic like that, man.
The D-Man?
Yeah, I can't remember it now, but I don't think Darwin ever said, "By the power of Grayskull."
Yeah, that would be He-Man.
Yeah, that would be He-Man, not Thundercats. So it's a similar sword, you see, because Thundercats give me sight beyond sight. And He-Man is the power of Grayskull. But all I remember is very, very toned legs. Anyway, imagine if Darwin had really toned legs and a big ass. That would be good. I've got probably as significant as Charles Darwin in many respects, and that is Eamon Holmes. It's Eamon Holmes, Man of the People. This is his column, which has so many exciting articles. He's got Why We Can't Give Up on Peace, which talk about Northern Ireland. He's got Why I Miss My Woolies, which is about Woolworths. Mm-hmm. And probably my favourite on his little page here, he's got The Vatican's in a Real Spin. The Vatican has come up with an interesting theory as to what has contributed to the 20th century liberation of women. I assume most women would argue the right to vote, or perhaps the pill were the major factor in their liberation. But in an article to celebrate International Women's Day, the Vatican puts it all down to the invention of the washing machine. Do you know something? When I think of all the liberated women I know, I'm not sure that explanation will wash particularly well. But I didn't know that. I didn't read that story anywhere.
Maybe he made it up.
He probably did.
What I quite like is that he and the Vatican ascribe some sort of external force onto the emancipation of women, as if women weren't somehow responsible for it themselves.
Yeah. But, you know, to be fair, the women did come up with the right to vote. Something to do with horses, not eating. Yeah. Basically, like, what posh Spice is, because she's trying to look like a horse and she's not eating, you see. So she's actually a great homage to the suffragettes.
Yeah, which are like those Boeing 777 engines. They're yeah. Suffering jets.
Right. I think I win because of that.
Okay, I will let you win if...
What do you mean you'll let me win? You
don't if, have to... and only if, you can prove that Eamon Holmes wrote that and he didn't have a ghostwriter. Does it say on it, Eamon Holmes was talking to insignificant man at the bottom?
No, it doesn't. It says, read Eamon's columns online, visit the People's website. Put sat nabs out to grass. Leicestershire County Council have sparked outrage by splashing out £6,000 of taxpayers' cash on sat nabs for lawnmowers. The idea is to help contractors find the next patch of grass that needs cutting. Barbie or what? What we're looking for is cuts in the public sector, not the public hector. And with this idea of verging on the ridiculous, it sounds to me like someone at the council may have been smoking the stuff rather than cutting it. Yeah, yeah, because Eamon, he's the man of the people. He knows all the drug jokes.
He's making out that they mean flymos, when what they actually have put them on are those drive-along lawnmowers that they drive between and around town. What's wrong with that?
You're just bitter because you lost.
You have a problem, Paige. I do not, because the Independent will not stoop to such pandery nonsense. doesn't have astrology either.
I've got astrology at the back of my wonderful, wonderful little magazine called Take It Easy. But actually, the problem page is actually in the main body of the supplements. It's sandwiched between travel and family shit. Change is Killing My Sex Drive is the big title. You've got little ones going, I detest the shape of my strange willy. My hubby says I'm too fat for fun. It's got sex tips for girls, which is when giving your guy a hand job or oral sex, don't go too fast or too hard. Do everything half as fast and twice as softly as you think you should. Which, half as fast and twice as softly as you think you should? What if you're Catholic and you don't think you should touch it at all? Ah. Sex in a sitting position is ideal for a quickie. It feels naughty and fun, especially if you're only partially undressed. Sit on a chair and pull her astride you to penetrate her. Then hold her waist and... I can't believe that this is sort of like... It's very, you know...
It's a Sunday paper, for goodness sake, not pornography.
Exactly. It is quite pornographic. Anyway, so here you go, Simon. Here's what you need to know. 15.5. What does that represent? 15.5.
Percentage of men who say they've had sex on a train.
No, it's the length of time we take to decide if we fancy someone, according to researchers at Bath University. While 7 out of 10 men admitted they judged ladies on their looks, almost half the women surveyed said they found they are turned on by a man's voice. So
don't start on Rickman.
Theory.
You need to look up his new film and see the poster, and you will soon lose your crush on Rickman.
I cannot lose my crush on Rickman. I even started to fancy John Sessions because he did a Rickman impression.
No, he's got a fake tan and greased back hair and a moustache.
Oh, wow. I mean, just wow. I mean, he's had a moustache and Truly Madly Snotty. That was a...
appalling film. I've never seen it, but I know it's an appalling film.
It was too bad. Yeah, it was a bit awful. I kind of like those sort of weird British films that you get in, like, the late 80s, early 90s. These sort of films where you just go, God, that's just like it was when I was 5. Nobody had a computer. They still got on the bus, and it looks a bit like today, but they just don't ring each other up, and there are kids walking around in neon clothes and tracksuit bottoms, and you're just like, God, that's very familiar, but another worldy. It was a different era, the 80s. It was completely different.
That's insightful. In Shut the past, up. We didn't have things that we have now.
Anyway, Simon, I win this section because you don't even have a Dear Rachel.
I remember when this section was all fields. Health and lifestyle, then. I have this Vox Pop section, right? Would a tax on chocolate improve the nation's health?
A tax on it, as in people fighting it in the street?
Yeah, with hammers.
Wow.
No, as in a tax, because they think obese people must be obese because of chocolate.
Chocolate has got very high calorific.
Yeah, but if you do exercise and other things too, you won't get fat.
True.
And they've asked 10 people what they think. Is it a good idea to tax chocolate? And they all say no, of course it's not, because people don't think tax is a good thing in any way whatsoever, because they're weird.
Yeah, but I agree on, like, progressive taxation, whereby percentage of your income is taxed. Otherwise, if you start taxing things that you buy, not only does that halt the economy a lot, but also it means that you unfairly tax poorer people. It's like the salt tax. That's what Gandhi was against. Why do you hate Gandhi so much, Simon?
Let me list the reasons. No, but the point is, even if it was a progressive tax, people wouldn't like it. Anyway, they've asked a 10-year-old boy who says, I had 2 Mars bars once and felt sick. My daddy's got a real chocolate problem. So he doesn't even have an opinion on whether it should be taxed. And they've asked him.
Well, he's a boy, you know. I mean, what sort of children do have an opinion on tax? Anyway, why are you worried about chocolate? Well, you've got horse on the menu.
Horse?
More than 3,000 British horses were slaughtered for food last year, and the meat could end up on our plates.
Good.
So basically, yeah, we kill the horses, ship them off to Italy, and then they get sold back to us as salami.
There's a horse's cock joke there, which I'm not going to do.
Tory MP James Gray, chairman of the Association of British Riding Schools, said, I find the idea of eating horse meat repulsive. Why? Horse meat's really nice. I mean, oh.
It's no different than eating cows.
Well, no, it's nicer than eating cows, because cows are actually quite sweet. You know, they're very friendly creatures. Like we discussed last week, you just go, and
oh,
they
no,
come
shit,
up.
There's a roof of cows now.
Exactly. Literally, they'll climb stairs to come and see you. And they give you milk, and they're very sweet and friendly. Whereas horses are idiots, and they're scary, and they get in the way. Because I live in the rural areas, you see, Simon. We get quite a lot of idiots on horses, thinking it'd be a really good idea to sit on a creature which finds the idea of a small bird going past and terrifying, and likely to kick you off because of it. And then they're on roads, A roads, with, you know, just kill them and eat them.
Is it true that cows can go upstairs but not downstairs?
Yes, I think that is true.
Shit. I'm never going to get rid of them now. Let's separate the wheat from the chaff then and talk about articles and farcicles.
Now the question is, can you decipher which is a genuine people pun and which isn't a people pun? And is a tuna and flute an accordion? No. What is that? It's anyway, that's going to annoy me now. It's something like kettle, kettle, big bass drum, tuna and flute and accordion.
Accordion?
Yeah.
Not accordion.
No, accordion. You have to say it like that, otherwise it doesn't work. Bells, bells, big bass drum, tuna and flute and accordion. I think that's it.
It sounds like an Eminem song.
Yeah, it does. Right, so I've got three articles from the people and one article from my bottom. You have to decide, Simon, which are the articles and which are the farticles in this week's The People.
Am I allowed to sniff them?
Yes.
Right.
Particularly the first one. It's foul. Chicken never tasted quite like this before. Literally, that's what they've put.
Right.
And it's literally a recipe for chicken. As if to say, try this, but they put it's foul.
Well, that's stupid.
It is stupid. This one is equally as bad. Greece's best kept secret.
Crete. So it's Greece and Crete, right?
Yeah.
But secret is not a secret, is it? It's leaking.
Yeah, secretion. It's like olive oil from their ladies' armpits. That's how they get it. The best way to press an olive is to put it under a Mediterranean woman's arm.
I see.
And squeeze.
Right. I don't want to do any of that.
Okay.
I think I'd rather just pretend that it doesn't come from the crevices of people.
Kobler Khan.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
Kobler Khan, this is about a shoemaker. I was going to say a cobbler, I suppose. Yeah, a cobbler. Who is also a poet and has published his third book of poetry.
Is he also out to kill James T. Kirk on a revenge
mission? Yeah. Okay. Oh, can't wait for the new Star Trek movie. That looks amazing. And then finally, is this an article or is it a farcical, Simon? The Pink of Nails.
Pink of Nails? What?
This is about Prince Harry, so it's not even the Prince of Wales.
Oh, I see. So it's a pun on Prince of Wales. It's not even close to being Pink of Nails, right?
Okay. Yeah, and he painted his fingernails pink whilst leaving a club.
Is that supposed to be some sort of innuendo about him, or what? I don't understand.
Well, no, I mean, that's just what he did.
Right.
So, Simon, is it It's Foul a great chicken recipe? Is it Greece's best kept secrets? Is it Kobler Khan or is it The Pink of Nails? Which is the article? Which is the farcical? Come on, Simon, you decide.
What's the music?
It's deciding music.
See, Kobler Khan made me laugh the most, and my inclination is that you've made that one up. But I can't imagine you thinking of cobblers. I don't know why. And I thought it might be food cobbler, like peach cobbler. Oh, I made French toast with ice cream last night.
Did you?
Oh, it's beautiful.
French toast with ice. Oh, that sounds actually really good.
It really was.
Beats my turbot.
Yeah, you sprinkle sugar on it just after you've taken it out of the pan. And then ice cream, and it just melts all over. It's beautiful.
And how's the diet going?
Very well, actually. I had to take my belt down a notch.
Wow. Which, considering you don't wear a belt, is particularly exciting.
I'm going for Kobler Khan as the one that you have somehow extricated from your anus.
Why that one? Why not It's Foul Chicken?
And the fact that you're trying to talk me out of it makes me even more.
Well, no, I'm just trying to make this a bit more interesting than that one.
I said extricated from your anus. Come on, that's an amazing turn of phrase. So Kobla Khan is the one that you have evacuated from your bowel passage.
All I'm saying is, why don't you talk about some of the others?
Oh, good. So, right. Yeah. Crete women with peas in their knees. I don't understand.
It's not actually about that. It's Greece's best kept secret. It's just, you know, it's not actually about women.
But everyone knows that Crete exists. It's not a secret, is it?
People don't, Simon. Only privileged middle class people like you know that Crete exists. The people have discovered it.
It's Foul is an article about chicken, which you've already talked about. And
the pink of nails.
What we talked about for the pink of nails, you've asked me to edit out. So I'm going for Kobla Khan.
I hate it when you win.
Oh, yes. See, I knew it. The minute you started trying to talk me out of it, I knew that you were going to get a sulk on.
Not got a sulk on.
Sulk on sounds like a Star Trek villain.
Yeah, just change the subject to Star Trek just because you cheat.
How did I cheat?
Because you just basically go, well, that's the funniest, therefore is he must have done it. I can't help but be funny, Simon. I've tried.
How often do I lose? Most of the time. So when I do win, you somehow blame me for it. I don't understand.
Stop being so smug, yeah? You're a bad winner.
Yeah, I'm a bad winner.
I'm not going to do Dear Izzy this week just because of that.
Fashion and beauty, then.
Fashion and beauty.
I've got Vivienne Westwood's latest muse, which is her gardener. Apparently nice. She's just nicking his look.
Oh, slightly muddy.
Well, yeah, he's got a hat on top of another hat, about 9 layers, and what appears to be a horse's cock between his legs.
A horse's cock? Sure it's not salami?
His trousers don't leave much to the imagination.
Wow. Nice muse. I've got Beauty SOS in a section called Beauty Box. And if you're in need of some 999 beauty fixes, look no further. As in, you can call the emergency services if you're ugly. The recommendations are very odd. For example, if you've got a problem, a grey area, if you had the odd strand of grey hair, temporarily hide it by using mascara.
I've seen people do that.
Really?
Hmm.
Because the whole point of mascara is it sort of lifts and separates and makes the hair... You're
it's
just
not
gonna
a wonder
up...
bra. Mascara is not a wonder bra.
It is a wonder
Hello,
bra.
Hello, boys. No, it's not.
It is. Literally.
It doesn't enhance the cleavage
of
your
eyelids. You'll end up like Cameron Diaz in... You know, with a bit of hair just going straight up in the... I mean, it's a bad idea.
We're going to take a moment now to just point you in the direction of a few of our favourite places.
Twang!
What's that?
That was me snapping into position to point at things.
Right, you need to point at the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe.
Yes, that is very, very good. If it weren't for the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, Simon and I would probably be idiots.
That is true.
I think that is literally true.
As is the case with Skeptic.
Also, I mean, SGU is probably my favourite Skeptic podcast, but there are others which I really like. It's Skeptoid by Brian Dunning.
Yeah.
And he's very authoritative. And also, Dunning, a bit like Dunn. But
yeah,
not.
A little bit.
Also, what I really like, I think I started on these guys before moving to the SGU, which is Skepticality, which has a brilliant lady called Swoopy. They basically do really good skeptic interviews.
Little Atoms is also very good.
Yeah, with Neil Denny.
And some of the blogs that I like. Nick Cohen's blog is excellent.
Yes. Ben Goldacre's blog is excellent.
Bad Science and Bad Astronomy, of course, who...
Phil Platt.
Phil Platt. Who you once described as huggable.
He is immensely huggable. Well, he described me as huggable, didn't he?
No, he described you as hort.
Hort, yeah.
Tay hort.
Hort.
Which we don't know what that means.
I don't really know either. I think, you know, it's an American thing, you know.
I think it's a web thing, actually.
I think it's an American thing. Can I has cheeseburger is very good.
Can I has cheeseburger?
Do you not know that? Lolcats, seriously.
Seriously.
Really? They do Lol Snape as well with Alan Rickman walking around the corridors of Hogwarts.
Stop talking about Rickman.
Seriously.
Then Oliver Camp's blog, that's good too. Stop talking about... There isn't a Rickman blog, that's not what we're doing.
There's a Facebook group called I Joined the Dark Side to F*** Severus Snape.
Yeah, you can join that if that so tickles your desire.
If you add me as a friend on Facebook, you can see my artwork albums and you can see all the pictures I've drawn of Alan Rickman looking sexy.
None of which are naked, weirdly.
No. Well, you got to leave, you know, it to your imagination. There is movies where he appears stark as, which, you know, jumps in a lake.
Just... Stop talking about Rickman. Books I like, Nick Cohen's books, he's got one coming out, or one just come out called Waiting for the Etonians, which is winging its way to me from Amazon as we speak. It's very good.
There's Russell T. Davies's book, which
is proper good.
Yeah.
If you're a Doctor Who fan and you like writing.
If you're interested in writing, that's pretty good.
Possibly the best book I've ever read on writing.
DVDs and stuff, go to gofasterstrike.com.
Yeah, they're very good.
They do like Richard Herring and Will Hodgson and Stuart Lee DVDs for cheaps. And they're very good.
Another book I like is Mumbo Jumbo by Francis Weed and Joe Shillong. Anything by Christopher Hitchens. Literally anything by Christopher Hitchens.
I don't agree with him, but I can't work out how to counter him on a lot of stuff.
And Flat Earth News, which is a book by Nick Davis, which is all about why the journalism industry is in decline. That's a fascinating read.
Charlie Brooker, I really like him.
Yeah. Screen Wipes all on YouTube.
Yeah, but your Screen Burn and his other books are worth. Dawn of the Dumb, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, we like things, and we think you should get them and like them too.
Yeah.
Except Rick Porn.
Send me sexy pictures of Alan Rickman. That would be excellent. But the thing is, Simon, that the internet is programmed to... If you've clicked on this, like as not, you are either a fan of comedy or a fan of American skepticism. In which case, if you go into Amazon, they're going to throw up all of these links anyway.
That's true.
Automatically. So basically what we're doing is completely redundant.
Google have just asked us if it's all right if they can log every single bit of activity on the web ever. And it seems a bit unfair that that's up to me to decide.
Really? Just you?
Yeah, basically.
I think you should be able to do that. Why not? They kind of own the internet.
I think Google does own the internet.
Along with Yahoo and...
porn companies.
Well, porn... I don't understand why people get so upset about it. It's just silly.
Rick porn? Or porn generally?
Well, Rick porn particularly is good. But why waste your money on adult porn content when you can get...
the people... with its letter section.
Yeah, either get the people with its letter section or you can get Prince of Thieves on DVD. He's got a studded codpiece. Wow.
Time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week.
Now, Simon, I think, if I'm honest and fair, I don't think I've got the best Sunday newspaper I could have got this week.
No.
I got distracted by a height joke. But on the other hand, your paper was a bit crap as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually nearly did go out and get a second paper this week because mine was so bad. It's just a fashion special, which is all right. I mean, I don't mind looking at women's bottoms.
There aren't many variations of bottom in terms of fashion models.
No.
Which is all right, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of small.
Right, yeah.
All you can think about is arses now, isn't it? Just different types of arses, like Piers Morgan. And the Tory party.
Piers Morgan, do you know what his real name is?
What?
Piers Pugh Morgan.
As in Hugh Parley McGrew Cuthbert Diblin Grub?
Yeah, like that, but with the words Pugh Parley McGrew Cuthbert Diblin Grub. Not
Hugh. I never watched it, okay?
Nor did I. I'm not that old.
There you are.
I'm not.
Why did Piers Morgan's parents name him after a twin in Fireman Sam?
Fireman Sam? What?
Is it Fireman Sam?
No, it's really not Fireman Sam.
It was Fireman Sam. Why is the world changing around me? Why am I... I don't understand. In the 80s, everything was different. Buses with conductors on and train tickets to Brighton cost less than a fiver. My mum used to make me go to Brighton and pretend that I was like... five, because if you're under five, you got on free.
That's right, my dad used to do that all the time. And it was lucky that I was short, because he could do it up until the age of 14.
You're the reason the National Rail Service had to be privatised.
So we're not going to declare a winner this week?
Well, I think we can basically say that the paper you should have bought last week, we don't know what it was, but it wasn't any of these two.
Yeah, it wasn't the Independent, it wasn't the People. It was probably something like the Sunday Times.
I got another bonus point for the height chart.
Since when?
Because it's funny. And I got a whole height chart, which if I went to Toys R Us, which I could have done because I went to PC World on Sunday, that would have been, you know...
So you actually haven't, you don't actually own the height chart, so you can't have a
bonus
point.
No, it's a proper high quality one. You can get them from Toys R Us.
You can't have the bonus point then.
I can. You watch me. 12 points. Boom.
So join us next week. We will probably, hopefully, have better papers.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's out of our hands. We don't make the papers.
It's not out of our hands. I mean, basically, we have to write to the Sunday papers and tell them that if they don't buck their ideas up soon, they won't win. And, you know, I think that many people decide on their paper of choice through this podcast, and admittedly you would have to travel back in time. But without us, where would the Sunday papers be, Simon?
That is a truism that holds up to no scrutiny whatsoever.
Sorry we didn't do a letter section this week. We will next week. If you write to us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com, we read everything we are sent. Hence why we did the recommendation stuff, because it was Amanda's idea. So well done, Amanda.
And you can look at our website at sundaysupplement.com. Join our Facebook group, etc. At the moment, iTunes is not playing very well with Google. So you may find that by the time you've listened to this, you've had to download 5 episodes. But I am going to shout at Google, because I think that the power of one man over Google is
huge.
Paramount.
Explain to me what's going on, Simon. I don't understand.
Google's f***ed.
Nice.
Bye.
Goodbye.